To California now, and another new law that goes into effect today. The measure restricts how companies can use Social Security numbers to identify their customers. A number of companies have decided that while the country's biggest state is making the change, they may as well go ahead and make it nationally. As NPR's Andy Bowers reports, the Social Security measure is just one example of why those who want to make national policy often start in California.
The new identity theft law will limit the use of Social Security numbers in mailings, on ID badges, and on the Internet. When other parts kick in next year, it will also allow Californians to limit who can have access to their credit reports. Democratic State Senator Deborah Bowen, who authored the law, says most of the healthcare and financial companies that initially fought the measure have now decided to make some of the changes nationwide.
Any law that affects Californians forces you to make a choice about whether to have a different computer system for California or whether to revamp your entire operation.
This is not just a happy accident for Bowen. Asked whether she considers the national implications of the bill she works on.
Absolutely. It's one of the great rewards of working in the California legislature.
Although the flip side, she says, is that smaller states may have more freedom to make cutting-edge laws since they often don't draw the fierce national opposition California bills can stir up. Still, for better or worse, California is often seen as a battleground for issues that aren't going anywhere in Washington.
As the population in California grows faster than elsewhere, and especially as it grows fast compared to the Northeast, which used to be probably a larger player in a lot of different issues, it's becoming more and more true.
Steve Blackledge is with the California Public Interest Research Group. He also points out that Democrats control both the legislature and the governor's office in California, making it somewhat friendlier ground for liberal measures than Washington. Among this year's bills in Sacramento are accounting reform, one raising the smoking age to 21, and, says Blackledge, a fairly simple yet powerful privacy measure.
What it does is it says, before anyone can sell your information that they've gained from you, you have to give them your consent. It's often called opt-in versus opt-out.
All face significant opposition, as does another bill that could only come from California. It would, for the first time, regulate the amount of certain greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide, that cars could emit. If you're wondering why other states haven't tried a similar measure, there's a simple reason.
We're the only state in the country that is allowed to set our own vehicle emission standards.
John White, a lobbyist for the Sierra Club, explains that California was exempted when Congress prohibited other states from regulating auto emissions in the 1960s, since California was already doing it. But White says California's standards do have influence beyond its borders.
Those standards can be adopted by other states. So we have about 10% of the vehicle market share and the potential for other states to follow our lead.
Which, as you might expect, gives Detroit a strong incentive to stop such legislation. And heavy opposition from car makers and car dealers has currently stalled the greenhouse gases bill. Phil Eisenberg, a lobbyist for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, argues it's really a backdoor attempt by California to regulate what only the federal government is allowed to, the fuel economy or mileage of cars.
But since they can't do it directly, they've got to do it sideways, which is this complicated set of regulations that will design cars and say you have to have this kind of a supercharged engine and you have to have transmissions that are thus and such, all of which they hope will achieve the same kind of result.
Sacramento may even have become a political battleground second only to Washington. A recent report by the Center for Public Integrity showed that in 2000, lobbyists spent nearly three times as much in California as in the first runner-up, New York. But Republican State Senator Tom McClintock, who's not a fan of many of the issues pushed by Democrats, has this advice for states looking to California as a model.
Watch very carefully what California does and do precisely the opposite.
Andy Bowers, NPR News, Sacramento.